From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A preliminary hearing for murder suspect Connor O'Neill Whitehead is scheduled for November 25th after being canceled Monday because his attorney needs more time. Whitehead is accused of killing Brett Keiling, who was found badly beaten in Opera Alley back on September 26th. He died 12 days later. Police say Whitehead of Nashville, Tennessee, beat Keiling to death with a club. Police say the victim had a long rap sheet in Indiana where he had recently moved from. According to Lost Coast Outpost, it included a 2011 federal indictment for threatening to stab an employee of then Representative Joe Donnelly. Keiling was initially ruled mentally incompetent to stand trial, but after several months of antipsychotic medication, he recovered enough to plead guilty. Whitehead is being held on more than $1 million bail. Tonight, Arcata City Council will hold a public study session to discuss potential recommendations of the Plaza Improvement Task Force. In response to community outreach and concerns, Council created the Plaza Improvement Task Force last year to help restore the plaza as the centerpiece of the community. Since its inception, Task Force members have been focused on reaching a wide variety of community members and groups to get feedback. The study session takes place at 6 p.m. Council Chambers at Arcata City Hall, 736 F Street. All community members are encouraged to attend. During Friday night's high school football game in Crescent City, there was an aerial explosive firework launched from an area just to the east of the field. The firework then traveled over the football field and exploded directly over several players. The subject, Levi Jesse Cochran, suspected to have launched the firework, was quickly apprehended by several parents and attendees at the game. Crescent City Police Department officer Yang Lo was attending the football game as part of his school resource officer duties and was able to request a response from other units in the area. They then worked along with deputies from the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office to arrest that suspect. He was booked into the Del Norte County Jail. The City of Eureka Public Works Department will be collecting donations for the Humboldt Breast Health Project. That's coming up on Thursday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Public Works staff will be stationed at a number of intersections, including Henderson and California, Harris and Central, and I and 6th. Motorists can drop their donations into a crew member's hard hat when they arrive at one of those designated intersections. Money will help the Humboldt Breast Health Project and their cancer counseling and outreach programs. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.